It's a new week in the NHL, which means there's new fantasy players to add off the waiver wire for your fantasy team. Let's get right into today's topics.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. I am your host, Steele Roden, flying solo on this upcoming new week of fantasy hockey. Flip, having some technical difficulties up north in Ontario, so we'll be flying solo. But we have a ton of things to talk about, all hockey-related, NHL, fantasy-wise. Last week, we talked about a couple of underachiever players so far this season. Today, we will be talking about three overachievers who have been succeeding on their team so far this season. Of course, we're going to be getting to the big time bets where the money is made at the end of this episode. But of course, it is Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. It's a fresh week, new fantasy matchups as well, which of course means waiver wire selections and players to target for this upcoming week. I have three players. Flip has sent me a list of his three players. We're going to get to all of this. I'm going to start off right away with a player that both Flip and I had on our list to add off the waiver wire. And it's a guy coming off of a rib injury as well for the Arizona Coyotes. And that's Nick Schmaltz. Absolutely tearing it up so far in his first five games. He just scored yesterday again against the Minnesota Wild. So he's up to 3 goals, 4 points on the season in 5 games so far for the Arizona Coyotes. Over 15 shots, 4 blocks, a couple of hits in there as well. He's only owned at 24% on ESPN leagues, or 36% on ESPN leagues, and 24% on Yahoo Fantasy League. So he is getting added quite a bit over the last week since coming back from this injury, but this might be the perfect time to select a guy like Nick Schmaltz if you have a couple of guys who are, you know, not producing so much in your forward group. Last year had a career season, 59 points in 62 games. He has been out of the lineup quite a bit over the last couple of years due to some of these unique injuries he's gotten over his career. But like I said, he is just getting back from this injury and he is almost a point per game player. Like I said, 3 goals, 4 points in 5 games so far for the Arizona Coyotes on the top power play unit, on the top line alongside Clayton Keller, who's been absolutely stud as well. The Coyotes do only have 2 games this upcoming week. They play the Kings and the Canucks. So again, maybe it isn't the right time to pick him. They only have 2 games this upcoming week, but if you want to snag him up real quick before he goes over 50% owned, you should do it sooner rather than later, because this is a guy that a lot of people are keeping their eyes on and will target for the waiver wire. Next selection, though, going over to the Calgary Flames, Adam Ruzicka on the top line with Tyler Toffoli and Elias Lindholm. He is only owned at 5% on both ESPN and Yahoo Fantasy Leagues. He's got 9 points in 11 games so far this season because he's only played 11 for the Flames so far. Because of Jonathan Huberdeau's underproduction so far, Huberdeau got slotted all the way down to the third line. So that's why Ruzicka got put up all the way to the first line, and he's making most out of all of this opportunity so far. He is on the second power play unit, so he's not with those guys on the first unit. But the Calgary Flames do have 3 games this upcoming week. They play the Florida Panthers, the Washington Capitals, and the Montreal Canadiens. So some advantageous spots right there, especially against the Panthers, where guys like Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar are facing their old team. So they will like to get some production out of those two. And just for generality, the Calgary Flames have a very, very good-looking schedule for the month of December. A lot of games to be played, and a lot of teams that they play against are in the lower half of the NHL so far, in the standings, of course. But they have a very advantageous schedule in the month of December. So that is the second guy I will be looking at off the waiver wire this upcoming week. And I'm looking over to the Pittsburgh Penguins in the Eastern Conference as well as another guy, Jason Zucker, who is only owned at 25% right now on ESPN and 34% on Yahoo. He does a ton of everything and all the peripherals and stats and categories that you could ask for a fantasy player. He's got 5 goals, 15 points in the last 20 games for the Penguins. He has been a little bit cold the last 3 to 4 games, 0 points in those in that 4-game stretch. But in his previous 8, he had 8 points exactly. And this week, the Penguins faced the Carolina Hurricanes, the Vegas Golden Knights, and the St. Louis Blues. So a little bit of a tougher schedule than the other two waiver wire targets I suggested. But the Penguins have been getting a lot better recently after that 7-game skid. And Jason Zucker just does a ton of things that you like to see. He's playing on that second line with Evgeny Malkin and Brian Rust. And Flip and I talked about Brian Rust just a couple of episodes ago. That is another player that needs to get going. And Jason Zucker, like I said, on this 4-game skid where hasn't recorded a point, that is a guy who I expect to turn things around this upcoming week against some of these tough matchups. But a ton of shots, over 55 shots so far this season, over 55 hits, and he's chipping in with over 15 blocks as well on the season. So Jason Zucker is one of those guys that I would continue to look at as well. And for Flip's waiver wire selections, this is a guy that I've talked about a lot, Kirill Vemelka. 38% owned on Yahoo. He's having a terrific season so far for the Arizona Coyotes. It was Connor Ingram in net on Sunday against the Minnesota Wild in that 4-3 loss to the Wild. But Vemelka has been the starting goaltender for the Coyotes and will continue to be so for the remainder of the season and probably for the foreseeable future as well. A 2.47 goals against average with a .916 save percentage. 2 shutouts on the season. He's been absolutely incredible, and this is a guy that I've mentioned a lot for on the waiver wire. Flip also had Nick Schmaltz on his list for the waiver wire that for this upcoming week since returning from that rib injury, and Philip Deneau, who is owned at 34% on Yahoo. One of those guys that's playing really great alongside Trevor Moore and Victor Arvidsson, two other guys who are having outstanding seasons so far with the LA Kings. So those are our 6 waiver wire targets for this upcoming week. We have a ton to talk about on this episode. Big time bets at the end. We're going to get to the overachievers, but I do need to let everyone know about Simply Safe. If you thought about securing your home with home security and you've been putting it off, you will definitely want to listen to this deal that Simply Safe has for you. Right now, Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast listeners can order the number one rated Simply Safe home security system for 50% off this year. This is their biggest offer of the year, and you don't want to miss it. And here is why I love it. I have this for the last couple of months since I've moved to Vancouver. It is phenomenal. It makes me, my family feel safe. I know Flip has that at his home in Niagara. He feels safe, too, with his home security. And especially over the holiday season, with all the property crimes, the burglaries, the package thefts off your front porch, they spike nationally over the holiday season. So this is why Simply Safe has this deal right now. And that's why our friends at Simply Safe Home Security are offering the 50% off their award-winning security system so that more families can feel safe and secure over the holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system for half today and enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind this holiday season. There's no safe like Simply Safe. And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. For your next listen, though, please go check out Locked On Sports Today podcast. Biggest stories, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you want to get your podcasts. Again, like I said, big time bets at the end of the episode. We did talk about a few of the underachievers on last week's episode as well. We're going to be talking about a few overachievers on today's episode, starting with Boston Bruins defenseman Hampus Lindholm. Been absolutely incredible so far this season. Was acquired in a trade last year from the Anaheim Ducks. Immediately signed him to a long-term 8-year, $52 million contract. And he has been living up to that contract right since he's put pen to paper. And he is well on pace for a career high so far this season. He's got 4 goals, 18 points in 22 games, I believe. I believe his career high was 30 points in 77 games, something along those lines. But 42 shots, 29 hits, 27 blocks so far this season. And he just does all of the little things right so far, especially when Charlie McAvoy was out of the lineup for the first month and a half of the season as well. He was the guy that really needed to step up into that shoe and take control of the blue line for the Boston Bruins, help wherever he could on the PK, on the special teams, 5-on-5, doing everything right in those scenarios. And that's exactly what he's done. And ever since Charlie McAvoy's come back and has regained control of that blue line, Lindholm hasn't stepped off the gas one bit at all. He continues to produce offensively, continues to do all of those little things right. And Hampus Lindholm is one of those guys that has really been an overachiever. And I can see dropping off a little bit, but will continue to keep on pace with what he's done in the month of October and the month of November. Definitely the second guy and a guy that should be on everybody's list. Jamie Benn of the Dallas Stars. The last 4 years have not been kind to Jamie Benn, the power forward of the Dallas Stars, the captain, but he is now producing at a superstar level, which we saw from him just 5 years ago. 24 points in 22 games, drops the gloves, is not afraid to create a spark when his team is down. That's what a leader and a captain does for their team. And Jamie Benn has been doing absolutely everything right so far this season and has been rewarded for his great play alongside Joe Pavelski, Jason Robertson, Tyler Seguin, all those guys in the top six lineup. And again, like I said, the captain is just leading by example, helping the Stars win these big games and helping the Stars lead their division right now. They've been on an absolute tear. We can talk at length about what Jason Robertson and the ridiculousness that he is doing with, you know, everyone is watching this kid right now. Absolutely phenomenal what he's doing. I believe he's up to 35, 37 points so far. Leads the Dallas Stars, but it's really the leadership and the leadership, determination, and the grit of Jamie Benn finally coming back to that superstar level, the skill set that we know he has, not just the physicality and the greatness, but everything that really shaped out his career to be so good so far. And Jamie Benn is Jamie Benn from just 5 years ago, 24 points in 22 games, absolute huge stud. And anybody that picked him up in fantasy leagues in the draft or off the waiver wire absolutely loves their choice and their decision making right there. But I will be going back to another Boston Bruin player for the first spot on this overachiever list, and that is Linus Ullmark in the crease for the Boston Bruins. Leads all goaltenders in every significant category that you could think of: a 2 goals against average, a 930 or 935 save percentage. He's 13-1-0 so far this season for the Boston Bruins. And for me personally, when you think about the leading candidate for the Vezina Trophy, and I know there's a few, maybe a handful of goalies up there right now for consideration, but when you think about the Vezina Trophy so far this season, Linus Ullmark is the guy that comes to my mind, and he should be coming to everybody's mind because he has been phenomenal for the Boston Bruins so far this season. Has performed exceptionally well, especially that time in the season where Jeremy Swayman was out for I believe, a week and a half, 2 weeks with some sort of injury. He carried the load for the Boston Bruins during those times. And like I said, I know there's a few other goalies that can be put into that consideration right now for the Vezina Trophy. It's very early still, but guys like Vanacek, guys like Ilya Sorokin, Ullmark, those are all guys, those are the three guys that really come to my mind for Vezina Trophy consideration at this point in the season. But for me, Ullmark is way out in front of both Sorokin and Vanacek, who are, again, having incredible seasons so far with their respective clubs. But Ullmark has been on a different level from them, doing everything possible to win these games. He is day-to-day right now after one of his defensemen fell on the back of his head and just his back as well. But he left the game. Jeremy Swayman came into action. He is day-to-day right now, but I expect him to return very, very soon. Those are my three overachievers so far this season. Flip has Erik Karlsson, which I think everyone can agree with. Did not expect this from Erik Karlsson in the first 2 months of this NHL season. You know, right there behind Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl for scoring, up there with those guys for points as well. I believe the only defenseman in the top 10 points so far this season. So Erik Karlsson definitely overachieving the expectations of a lot of people, a lot of hockey fans out there. Martin Nakash as well has been phenomenal so far for the Carolina Hurricanes. He has been outperforming all of our expectations that we put on him so far this season. And alongside myself, Flip also had Linus Allmark on his list of overachievers. All six of those guys, all five of those guys that we mentioned have been super instrumental to their team's success so far this season. And they are just outperforming anyone's expectations that we put onto them. So congratulations to those guys, and especially congratulations to anyone who has those guys on their fantasy team, because you must be loving them a lot. And what we also love here and what you love out there is Big Time Bets. That is coming around after the break as well. But we got to talk about our friends at BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net is your number one source for betting football and NBA this season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, and podcasts of in-depth analysis on every single game. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sport wagering information, with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every single sport out there. And it's also great because it's the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your other favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. Bet online, where the game starts. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. We really do appreciate it here on the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast channel. So please do so. We love all the support out there. With that being said, Big Time Bets coming up right now, where the money is made. I was on a heater for at least 2.5-3 weeks straight. Slowed down a little bit. Still, you know, above 500%. You know, 2 out of 3 every single night so far this past week. But I'm looking for another perfect night on Monday. Big Time Bets, my first pick of the night. I'm taking the Toronto Maple Leafs on the puck line against the Detroit Red Wings. The Maple Leafs have looked really, really great their last few games. Matt Murray's been absolutely exceptional since coming back from injury. Schalgren is doing an incredible job backing him up whenever he has to come in the crease. But I'm taking the Maple Leafs on the puck line because they seem to be getting scoring from every single player on their team right now. Even the bottom six forward group is chipping away every now and again. It's really Mitch Marner leading the way with that 16-game point streak. Matthews getting back on the board as well with another goal against the Penguins the other day. John Tavares, the captain of the Leafs, leading by example. He continues to put the puck behind the net. William Nylander as well. The four superstars are doing exactly what the Leafs need them to do right now, especially with their depleted blue line. Morgan Rielly, TJ Brody, Jake Muzzin, Jordy Benn, absolutely, you know, like all four of those guys are injured right now. So the Leafs forward group, the forward core, are really getting things done alongside Matt Murray, who is stopping and standing on his head in the blue paint for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So Maple Leafs on the puck line against the Red Wings. Second pick of the night, I'm taking the Rangers on the money line, -110 against the New Jersey Devils. Now, the Rangers have been a huge letdown so far this season. For me personally, I had them winning the President's Trophy. It can still be done if they go on an absolute run on come New Year and even for the month of December. But they've been an absolute disappointment so far for me this season. Have not gotten the results I expected them to have. I thought Shesterkin would have been a lot better. I thought Panarin would be a lot better the last couple of weeks as well. That's just not the case. But they really do need this win, and I think they're going to come out with a lot of physicality against this really fast, young Devils team. You can expect the best of Shesterkin. You can really expect Panarin to get back on the score sheet because he hasn't been on the score sheet in a while for the Rangers. And they had a tough loss against the Edmonton Oilers. We're up 3-0 going into the third period, and 4 straight goals from the Edmonton Oilers. Comeback victory, 4-3 win for the Oilers. I expect the Rangers to take this one after a tough loss. Rangers on the money line for my second pick, -110. And my lock of the night, I'm taking the Golden Knights on the road against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Not just the money line, but I am taking the puck line. So 2 puck line bets for Monday night's slate of games. The Golden Knights got absolutely destroyed by one of the worst teams in the league so far this season. The Vancouver Canucks pumped them 5-1 just over the weekend. It was a tough outing, definitely, for Logan Thompson. Not one of his best games as well so far this season. But nonetheless, the Golden Knights are a top five team in this league in 2022-23 season. Golden Knights on the puck line. That is my lock of the night. And once again, Maple Leafs on the puck line, Rangers on the money line, and Golden Knights on the puck line for Monday night's games. Those are the three picks with the lock of the night. Hopefully, you get some money back in return with these picks that we're suggesting. Hopefully, you know, let us down, leave a comment down on the YouTube page, whether, you know, you pick these waiver targets. Let us know what you think about these episodes as well. We do really like to hear back your feedback. And let us know if you've made some money off of our bets recently over the last couple of weeks. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Once again, please check out Locked On Sports Today Podcast, biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much again for tuning in for today's episode. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again tomorrow. Peace.